Hello.
Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or the television?
No. Can you hang on 2 seconds?
Sure.
Donna, can I? I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you for giving us a hand. let's see here. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously have voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would that be a strong Democrat or a not so strong Democrat?
I would say strong. I'm going to go, now I'm strong. I wasn't before, now I am.
Okay, thank you. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And what is your age?
64.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote for this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Give me a second here. Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction in which the country is headed?
If Democrats keep going, very satisfied. Yes.
Thank
if
you.
If Republicans get it, not. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Okay. And that's strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Is this strong, or is that strongly approve or approve? Is that what you said?
Okay, so the question is, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Approve.
And would that be a strongly or a somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number in between 0 and 10, okay? So the first issue is creating more affordable housing.
10.
Thank you. Reducing crime and violence.
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. Banning TikTok.
Five.
Thank you. Working to end the war in Gaza.
10.
Thank you. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
10.
Making college more affordable.
10.
Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
10.
Thank you. Moving on, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. You answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
Still motivated to vote.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first one is Mark Zuckerberg.
Five, or 50, I'm sorry.
50?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
0.
Okay. Cory Booker.
Um, 100.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
100.
Thank you. TikTok.
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. YouTube.
Oh, I like YouTube. 100.
Donald Trump.
0.
X, formerly known as Twitter.
0.
Cornel West.
You said 50 was if we don't know. I've never heard of that. 50, I guess.
No. The numbers is when you know the person or the organization.
Oh.
When you don't know, you just let me know, and I'll mark it down as you don't know.
Okay, I don't know that person.
Okay, so you don't know. Okay, and then there's a last person here, which I don't know if I'm gonna have the correct pronunciation, but I'm gonna try. It says Charlemagne the God.
Charlemagne the who?
The God.
Charlemagne the God. I have no idea who that is.
Okay. I never heard that before. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
Because he's a decent human being, I believe. And he's trying to save democracy, whereas Trump will definitely, he's on a vengeance tour. And I just don't want that. He's got no plans. He's got nothing to make this country better. I think Joe Biden is trying very hard, even with the Build Back Better. I can see even in my state things that are happening because of that. Finally.
Okay. Thank you so much. Changing gears now. We want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI?
Very little.
Okay, so here are the options. A great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
I gotta say nothing at all.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity or society, or more of a threat?
I think more of a threat.
And would you say much more of a threat or somewhat more of a threat?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
More regulated.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Video games, Facebook or Meta, X formerly known as Twitter, Google, YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok?
Yeah, maybe TikTok, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? So we have your different answers will be multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or not at all. Facebook?
Multiple times a day.
Thank you. TikTok?
Maybe once a week.
Okay. X, formerly known as Twitter?
Not at all.
Thank you. Instagram?
Not at all.
And YouTube.
Once a day, maybe, because I watch it on TV. I have that on TV.
Okay, thank you. As a TikTok, you're not a TikTok user, right? You just said that you don't use it, right? A TikTok. Multiple times a day.
Yeah,
you said, right?
Have used.
A week, multiple times a week.
Just once.
Or once a week, okay,
maybe.
All right, so.
Yeah.
So that's why. As a TikTok user, which of these issues is the most important to you personally? And so I'm going to go down the list, okay? Connecting with people who share your views and values, learning new skills, for example, cooking, home, and car repairs, etc., watching entertainment. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to read to you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. First statement says, TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Well, from what I've heard, strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. TikTok plays a negative role in society.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Meta plays a negative role in society.
I don't know what that is. I'm not sure what Meta is.
Meta is, you know who Mark Zuckerberg is, right?
Yeah.
So he started just owning Facebook. He's the one that started owning just Facebook. And then as he became really famous and rich, he bought out Instagram, and then he bought out WhatsApp. And I think that's all he owns those three now. He owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. So that's that group of platforms. It's all of those are Meta.
Oh, okay. So what was the question? If you agree, if
Meta plays a negative role in society, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Okay, and the last one says Meta keeps its users' data secure.
That would
be the other end. I strongly disagree. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok, and the president signing it into law? Have you heard a little?
A little.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. If its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
More.
More likely? Somewhat more or much more?
to vote for them? That was the question. To vote for them? Is that what you asked me?
I'll read it again. It says, and generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate that voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
Strongly. More. Likely.
Thank you. And what do you think, was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? So I'm going to go down the list of reasons, okay? That's a question. What do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? So here are the options. They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They think TikTok – that one, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news from and information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me if what all that apply. Talk or news radio, YouTube, news the news such as Apple News, Google News, Flipboard, music, entertainment sites, cable TV, national evening networks, the news news websites or apps, social media, print newspapers, local TV news. Which one?
Cable, national, and local.
Okay. Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school diploma, some college, college graduate, postgraduate, master's?
Some college.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You were great. Thank you so much, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good night.